Be'ezra Mitzvah, we begin Hilchas Lulav, which is Perek Zayin in the seventh Perek of these halachas of Shofar, Sukkah, and Lulav, in regards to the halacha now of Lulav. This Perek discusses the Dalad Minim, what they are, and their Netila. That's why I'm going to get halacha regarding first what are the Dalad Minim. So, Kapos Tamar Hamush Batar. It says in the Torah, one of the four species that has to be taken on Sukkahs are the palm fronds. They're the branches of the palm tree. When they start to sprout, before the leaves start separating on either side, which is what happens when as it grows and matures, no, when it's going to be like a scepter, like a stick, that's what's called the lulav that we shuckle on Sukkot. Base. Priates hadr, the fruit of the beautiful tree. Which is another type of the species. Hu estrik, that's what we know as the estrik. Number three, Va'anaf Eitz Avis, and the branch of the plated branch, which is said in the Torah, that's the myrtle, that the leaves cover over the branch. Like, for example, if there's going to be three leaves, or more than that, in one ring, that is considered a hadas. But let's say you have two of the leaves directly opposite each other on the same level. The third leaf is going to be above them. That's not considered as plated. That's called the mentally deranged hadas, meaning there's no order. It's wild, like and all confounded, like a shaita. That's how there's no order here in this hadas. Number four, arvi nachal, the willows of the stream, which I mentioned in the Torah as the fourth of the four species. It's not anything that grows by the stream. Rather, the specific species that's called arvi nachal, that's the willow of the brook. Meaning its leaf is mashuch kenachal, is drawn like a brook, meaning the leaves are not round. Upiv chalak, the edge is smooth. And its stick, its stem is red. But this is what's called the arava, which is we say the arava is from the dalminim. Now the majority of this species grows by the stream. That's what it says, the willows of the stream. But even if it grew in the desert or in the mountains, kasha, it would be valid. Now there's a different species that's similar to that of the willow. It's just that its leaves are round, and its edge is similar to that of a saw. And its stem is not red. That's invalid. That's not the arava. Now there's a type of a willow that the edge of its leaves are not smooth, but in the kamaser, at the same time, it's not like a jagged as much as a saw. It just has very small ridges, like the sides of a small saw. That's actually going to be valid. They were explained from tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, regarding the netilas lulav, regarding the shuckling of the lulav. So, arba minim elu, these four species, mitzvah achasim, they're one mitzvah, umakvim zazeh, and they're critical one for the other. But kulim, they come in them, in the sum total, they're all called mitzvahs lulav, the mitzvah of taking a lulav. Vim perkis mem, you can't have less than these four. Vim asivim lem, you cannot add on to these four. Vim loinim tzeachvim, and if you can't get one of the four species, imavim tachta min acher hademeli, you don't bring some other species in its place that's similar to it. The choicest way of performing the mitzvah is legged lulav v'hadas v'arovas, to bind together the lulav with the myrtle and the willow, and to make all three of them into one bundle. When you take them to fulfill your obligation with them, first makes the blessing al netilas lulav on taking the lulav, because they're all secondary, they're all supported with the large one that's called the lulav. Then you take this bundle, which all three in your right hand, the estrig and the estrig in the left hand. And you take them the way they grow, meaning that its root, its source should be downwards facing the ground, and its head facing upwards to the ear. Now, if it didn't bundle it together, when the you take one at a time, you fill your obligation. But as long as she had about the betzumetz, that all four are there found by him. But if you only had one species, who is missing one of the four, should not take that one until he has and he finds the rest. How much of each one of these four does he take? So lulav echad, by lulav it's one, v'esrig it's echad is one, ushnei badei rava, two branches of a willow, ushleisha badei hadash, and three branches from the myrtle. Now, if he wants to add on more than three of the myrtles, there should be a large bundle. So mice we could add on because with noy mitzvah, who it's considered a beautification of the mitzvah, so anything that's coming for beauty is not a problem of chatzitza, not a problem of baltaisiv, it's to beautify the mitzvah. Of a charming, the other species, cannot add on to their number, can have two esrogim. Then Gadamem needed you diminish from them. The mahis of a God, if you add or you diminish, so puzzle, that's some gear sellers have the words puzzle, but Rabram, the son of the Rambam, he brings that the Rambam himself edited with his own in his own sefer, and he wrote "Vim hoysev agoda loy pasul." It's not going to be pasul, and that's the opinion of the Ravid that we don't invalidate only if you're adding on from a different type of species, but from these species themselves, if you add on, one shouldn't, but it's not going to be pasul. Halacha ches, kamashir oyrech komin mehem. How much is the measurement of the length of each one of them? So lulav im poches marbat tzvachim. Its height cannot be less than 4 hand breadth. Vim hoya oyrech kolshu. Now, if it's longer, however much. Kosher, it's going to be a kosher. It could be anything more than 4 tefachim, just cannot be less. Umedidasi, now its measurement from top down, is mishidurasu bavad, is only from its spine, from the shedra, limitosho, not from the top of the leaf. That's not counted from the minimum measurement. It has to be from the shedra only. Vahadas vadava, regarding the myrtle and the willow, impochas mishlesh tefachim, it cannot be less than 3 hand breadths. Vimhoya arukum kosher, if it was longer than that, whatever it is, they're going to be kosher more than the minimum. Now, even if you don't have every one of those branches, only 3 moist leaves, it's going to be kosher. As long as it's on the top of the branch itself, which is the most important part. And if they bundle the lulav, you have to have that the spine of the lulav goes out higher than the myrtle and the willow, or hand breadth or more. For sure, estrig, the measurement of the estrig is ink pox mikabe is not cannot be less than the size of an egg. The mahayagodal kosher, however much bigger, kosher can be kosher, it can be huge like a melon, it's also gonna be kosher. Halachatas. Mishek bia arba min me'elu. The moment someone picks up these 4 species, binshek bin ka'achas, whether he picks it up at one time, bin bazachazeh, whether consecutively one after another, bin miyamin, bin mismol, whether with the right hand or the left hand, yatsa, I felt obligation. That is as long as he picks them up the way that they grow, which is like we said, the bottom down and the top facing upwards. But if he doesn't pick up the way that the growth is, rather let's say the top of the lulav facing downward, Oyata is not filled his obligation. Now the mitzvah according to its halacha is should lift up the bundle of the 3 species in his right hand, and the esrog b'smol, the esrog in his left hand, the yoylich and go forward with it, the yavi and bring it back, the yal go up, and the yod and go down. And it should shake the lulav shalish pa'amim 3 times uchal ruach baruch in every single direction. Halacha yud ketzet hausol. So Rambam illustrates. So moilach, you take it forward, u'minanei, and you shake rosh lulav, the top of the lulav shalish pa'amim 3 times, or maybe you bring it back, u'minanei rosh lulav, and you shake the head of the top of the lulav shalish pa'amim 3 times. So when you're going, when you're coming. V'chein ba'aliyah be'yirida, so too when you're going up, and when you're going down. Now, v'hechen moilach maybe. Now, where do you do this going forward and bringing back? That's b'shas kriyas ha'al when you're reciting the ha'al. B'hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv, which you do once tchila, you say hoidu once earlier in the ha'al, and b'soif at the end when you say it again. Those are 2 times that you do the nanum. And v'on Hashem ashiyana, that please Hashem save us, that's another time when you do, so those are 3 times that you do the nanum, the shaking. V'chol yim kashlam teis lulav, now the whole day is valid for the taking of the lulav. But you don't take the lulav at night. If someone make for this bundle a gimin shel kesef b'shel zav, a thread of silver or of gold, or he wrapped a kerchief around it and he took it with that kerchief, yata, he has fulfilled the obligation. Why? Because taking the lulav through something else, shema lekicha is considered that you took it, and therefore it's a lekicha, it's taking the lulav, which is what the mitzvah is. But who, as long as she derech covered with derech hidra, as long as this thing that the thread or the cloth is a way of dignity, a way of glorifying it. Shekol shu l'nasa, because anything that's to beautify something. In the chayitz, it's not an interposition between your hand and the lulav, which is what you have to take. But let's say you put these species in a pot, in a flower pot, a bigdera or a regular pot, and you took it that way. Let's say there was enough for the obligation. That's not considered that you took the lulav. Halacha yud beis. Someone, okay, they bound together the lulav with the myrtle and the willow, but v'hivdol bein lulav v'bein hadas, but they separated between the lulav and the myrtle b'mitles with a cloth. Okay, it's about something similar. That's going to be interposition. That's not considered that's altogether. Now, let's say, however, it's separated with the leaves of the myrtle. In the chaitz, when it's the same species, it's not considered interposition, getting in the way. The yeshle legged a lulav, a person could bind together the lulav, b'chut, with a thread, or b'mashicha, with a rope, b'chut m'shiitza, whatever type he wants to. Since the bind together is not critical, so you could bind it together whatever you want, it's not going to be considered as a chatzitza. Halacha, meaning it's not critical to do it from the species itself. Not, in other words, it's not going to be considered as baltaisif, as adding on something else. Halacha gimel continues with the timing of the mitzvah. So the mitzvah of lulav, leinatol b'yamirishin shalchag bavad, is only to take on the first day of Sukkot. B'chol makom, b'chol zman, any place, any time. V'afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Shnomak says in the pasuk of Yikra, u'lekach dem lechem. That's why he said lekicha. The pasuk said u'lekach lechem, you take for you, but yamirishin on the first day. It's only on the first day. U'bamikdash levadai, only in the b'samikdash nisa b'chol yamirishin mishabes meyachag. Do you chocolate every single day from the 7 days of Sukkot? Shnomak says in the pasuk, u'smachtem lefnei Hashem lekeichem u'gemer. And it says Shivas Yamim. You should rejoice, and that's with the taking of the lulav in front of Hashem, your God, for 7 days. That's where you shuckle it. Now, Chol Yom Shabbos leads up to Echmeachag. If Shabbos falls out to be any one of the other days of Sukkot, then ain't it Shabbos, and it's not going to be taken on Shabbos, which obviously we're saying that's only in the base of Middash anyway. And that's exactly that's a decree of Yilchen Abba Yoder Abba Amos Veshazam, because you might come to carry it in your hand for Amos in the public domain, come as it goes, but Shabbos, like they decreed by Shefer, as we said in the second parakhet of Shefer, Halach Havav. So then you're not going to take it because you might come to carry. Why didn't they make this decree that you now shakel the lulav on the first day of Sukkot if it falls down on Shabbos? Because that's a biblical mitzvah, meaning it's biblical even for those who are out of the boundaries of the Beis HaMikdash. Nimtza comes out, it's halacha of the first day, and the halacha of the other days of Sukkot are not the same. Because the other days of Sukkot ain't on mechayv lita lulav b'mikdash. The obligation only in the mikdash. So therefore, it's a lesser type of a mitzvah. Therefore, we say, okay, if it's Shabbos, we're not going to take it. But the first day, if it's Shabbos, we will allow it. Now, halacha tezvav, mishchar beis hamikdash. From when the beis hamikdash was destroyed, his scheme that they instituted shia lulav nita b'chol makom, that the lulav should be taken in all places, kol shabbos mechag. All 7 days of Sukkot, Sechel HaMikdash, to recall what was done in the Beis HaMikdash, that it was taken for all 7 days. V'chol yom yom mevarech lebe, and every single day you make the bracha on it, Asher Kedoshon b'Mitzvos, that He sanctified us in the commandments, V'tzivon on the Tilas Lulav, and He commanded us on taking Lulav. What do you mean? Hashem didn't. Hashem only gave us the first day as a mitzvah. It's Meshu Mitzvah Medivri Seifrim, because it's a rabbinic mitzvah. And the rabbinics is Hashem commanded us, Leisasa, that we have to keep whatever they say, and therefore you can make a bracha on that. Now, but Tekanah, so this institution, Im kol ha-takanis, with all the takanis shehiskin rebichim mezakein meshachav beis hamikdash, for when the beis hamikdash was destroyed, that we should remember the beis hamikdash. So there's a few different mitzvahs that he instituted, like this of shakel and lulav all 7 days of Sukkot. Because shebon the beis hamikdash, when the beis hamikdash is going to be rebuilt, yachzor adram liyashin, the halacha is going to go back to how they always used to be, because then we don't have to do zechel hamikdash anymore, and then we're not going to shakel anymore out of the beis hamikdash for all 7 days, only on the first day. Halacha tazayin, bezman shebeis hamikdash kaim, when the beis hamikdash was standing, we would shake the lulav, as we said, on the first day, even if it falls on Shabbos. And also in all other places, if they knew definitively, if they know that this is the day of Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael, they would chuckle. But places far away. They didn't know exactly when they established Rosh Chodesh, because they live very far away, and they had to hear from messengers that when was Rosh Chodesh. So then they wouldn't shake the lulav out of doubt, because if it's not, and the Shabbos, so then they're taking something inappropriately. If it's Sukkot, maybe yeah, but since they don't know, they wouldn't shake it. Halachi Yitzayin, now Meshachar Beis HaMikdash, now from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Asa Chacham Litas Lulav B'Shabbos B'Yamirishin, the sages said that, okay, you're not allowed to shake the Lulav anymore on Shabbos on the first day, meaning even on the first day, V'Filu B'nei Yitzisrael, even the people of Yitzisrael Shekidra Zachadish who sanctified the month, which they know, they see that the witnesses came and it's a new month and they made it Rosh Chodesh. So they know when's the 15th of Tishrei? No, b'nei ha'gvul nerechayim, because the people from the boundaries that are far away, she'enim yod mikviz ha'chadish, that they don't know when the month was established, so they're not going to be taking. Okay, kadeshi ha'kol shalom adavazen. Once there's no more Beis HaMikdash, we want that everyone should be equal in this halacha. V'lo yu eilim noitim ha'shabbos ve'eilim ein noitim. Some are going to be shuckling a little bit on Shabbos, some are not going to be taking. Because hoy b'chiyuv yom merishim b'chol mokum echadu, since the obligation of taking the lulu on the first day in all places is the same, and the Incha Mikdash they tell us by, and there's no more Beis HaMikdash to make it suspended on, because when the Beis HaMikdash was around, so those who were close by would take the lulav like they did, and the Beis HaMikdash in the far away would not take. Even so, it wouldn't look like two different terrors, because, okay, they know the Beis HaMikdash is different. But now when there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's going to look like two different Torahs, and therefore they said, okay, no one takes it anymore on the first day if it falls out on Shabbos. Now, in today's times, we don't anymore sanctify the new month based on eyewitness testimony. And even so, we keep 2 days of Yom Tov because our teachers taught us not to stop the minig of our fathers, which was to always have 2 days because they didn't know which was the right day. But now we keep the months and the years based on pre-recorded calculations. Nishar Adavar Kamayashaya. It still remains as it was. Shaloi, not the lulav b'Shabbos kol, not to take the lulav anymore on Shabbos at all. Le'begvulim, le'beretz Yisrael, not out of the boundaries, not in Eretz Yisrael. Avafel b'im rishon, even on the first day, avafel b'shach kol yid mikvei zechadz. Although everyone knows already now when the month is established. Ukvar b'yan already explained in Halacha Gimel she'ik ha'isur b'netilz lulav b'Shabbos that the primary prohibition of taking the lulav on Shabbos is gezeres decree shemirin abra abes b'rishon ram, because you might come to carry it for amos in the public domain, which is a isur dairaisa of haitzah. And so to prevent that, we say, okay, we're not going to have you do this mitzvah of taking the lulav because of one might come to do the iser skila of carrying the lamas and shusram on Shabbos. Now, halacha test continues regarding who is obligating this mitzvah. Kol shechayv b'shefer b'sukkah, which are the previous two halachas in this series of halacha shefer, sukkah, and lulav. So whoever is obligated in the mitzvah of tekiyah shefer and the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, chayv into this lulav, is obligated in taking the lulav. V'chol apot b'shefer b'sukkah, whoever is exempt for the mitzvah of shefer and sukkah, Potem and his lulav is exempt from taking the lulav, meaning because these three mitzvahs all share the commonality of mitzvah seishes magarama, which would exempt nashim and avodim. Now, katna yidela neneya, a child who knows how to shake, although a child is exempt from these mitzvahs too, but if he knows how to shake, chay b'lulav, and therefore he's rabbinically obligated to mitzvah lulav, kedela chancha b'mitzvahs to inaugurate him, to train him in the mitzvah of that we have, which if he knows how to perform it, then he's obligated, which the mitzvah of performing is to know how to shake the lulav. Lacha Chav continues with a unique halacha, specifically with the mitzvah of the Arava, of the willow. Halacha al-Mesha Messina is halacha, a tradition from Mesha from Har Sinai, shemevin b'mikdash Arava Acheres. That in the Mesha Mikdash you bring another willow, chuzma Arava Shabalulav, except for the willow that we spoke about, that's put into the lulav. Ve'einod miyitzi dechabasav Arava Shabalulav, and one actually cannot fulfill his obligation with that special Arava from the willow that's in his lulav. The shiura and its measurement is afila ol echad bevar echad, even one leaf on one stem. Halacha Chavav keteroiz mitzvah. So what was this mitzvah with this Arava? Every single one of the days of the 7 days of Sukkot, they'd bring the branches of the willow, and then they would lean it, tilting over the sides of the mizbeach, and its tops would be hanging over the mizbeach. Now, after they stood it up over there, they actually would take it in their hands to fulfill the mitzvah of netilah, of taking a netilah of the arava, as we'll see in Halacha of Beis. Now, when they would bring it and they would organize it over there, as they brought it and they put it there on the sides of Mizrach, taking the Medin, but taking their blow, Tekiah blast, a true blast, and a Tekiah blast. Now, Chol Yom Shabbos Lis B'Techa Chag, if one of the days of Cholam of the Yom Tov is Shabbos, in Zikvan Arava, that day they don't lean up the willow, as Gezeri, you might come to carry them for Amos and Mishas Rabbim. Elmkin Chol Yom Shvi Lis B'Shabbos, unless the seventh day, which we call Hashanah Rabbah, is on Shabbos, then Zeik Meis B'Shabbos, then you would still go ahead and line it up over there on Shabbos. K'dei lefaras mashi mitzvah, to publicize it that it's a mitzvah, because it's not an explicit mitzvah in the Torah, so that to publicize it in the Torah, and therefore we're going to do it even though it's not Shabbos. Because most of you might think, oh, it's not really a real thing that you're obligated, it's not a real mitzvah. Halacha Chabez, Ketzer HaYosin, how do they do this? So Mavi and Oysim Meir B'Shabbos HaMikdash, they would bring it from before Shabbos to the Beis HaMikdash. They put it into these barrels of gold, so that the leaves should not wilt. The next day, they lined it up, standing up on the sides of the mizbeach. And then the people came and took from it. And then they did a netilah with the rabba, the way they did every day. We're just going to explain how they do on Shabbos if the seventh day was Shabbos, which is when they would do it. Now this willow, since it's not explicit in the Torah, we don't take it all 7 days of the Sukkot as to recall what was done in Beis HaMikdash. Only on the seventh day, which is why we call Hashanah Rabbah, we take the Arabas on the seventh day of Sukkot. That's how we take it in today's times, which we see the seventh day was unique, as if it fell on the Shabbos, that was the only day that they would do it. Now, Ketzer Eisa, so how do you do Hashanah Rabbah? Lekech Barechad, you take one stem, many stems, except from the willow from the lulav. And you bang it on the ground, or on a vessel, pamayim or shalish, two or three times, because this is only a custom of the prophets, and therefore, we're not going to make a bracha, but we're going to do this on the seventh day of Sukkot. Every single day, they would go around the mizbeach, but the altar, with the lulavim in their hands, they would go around one time, one circuit. Finally, they would say, "Ona Hashem Hashina, please Hashem, help us. Ona Hashem Hatzlichna, please Hashem, help have us be successful now." On the seventh day, they would go around the mizbeach seven times. Now the custom has already been in the Jewish people in old places to put the ark in the middle of the shul where they read Kriyas HaTorah from. And they go around every single day. Just like they used to go around the Mizbeach. Zeich HaMikdash, remember what was done in the Beis HaMikdash, that they used to go around with the love them every single day. Regarding the endearment of the mitzvah of the Dalet Minim. This was the custom of Yerushalayim. The person would come out of his house in the morning, and he had his lulav in his hand. And the lulav was in his hand. He would daven with the lulav in his hand. He's let's say going to visit the sick. To comfort the mourners, and he had the lulav in his hand. Because he comes to the medrash now, but when he comes into the base of medrash to study, then he would send back home, biyad benoy in the hand of his son, or biyad avdo in the hand of his servant. Now the woman could take the lulav from her son or from her husband, and she could put it back into the water, not new water, not changed water, but she could put it back into the water on Shabbos. At a time when they used to take the lulav on Shabbos, now we don't take it on Shabbos. Now, on Yom Tov, you could add water, which is more than just putting back in. You could even change the water. Halacha chavav, regarding utilizing the dalet minim for other purposes. So the hadash of a lulav, the myrtle in the lulav, you're not allowed to smell it, as you can smell the hadasim, because what hadasim used for, only for its smell. So the mitzvah, since it's set aside for the mitzvah, and not for anything else, so that anything else is asla richba, you can't use it to smell it. Aval estrig, on the other hand, mutal richba, you're actually allowed to smell it on Sukkot, shari huksa le mitzvah me'achila, because when you're saying it's set aside for the mitzvah, and not what? Well, it's a fruit, not from eating. Oh, but the smell, which is not its primary, you actually could use it on Sukkot. Halachav zayin, vasal lechel estrig, now you're not allowed to eat to estrig, kol yimashvid, the entire seventh day, Nishhuksal mixes him because it already was set aside for part of the day, when you had to shakal the lulav on the seventh day, so huksal lekul, it's considered set aside for the whole day. Now, Shmini Ad Seres, on the eighth day, Mutabachil is permitted to be eaten. Now, Bezman Azeh, in today's time, Shonah Osun Shnei Yom, that we do 2 days Yom Tov. So, Avapi, She'ein Lulav Bashmini, although we don't shock the Lulav on the eighth day, meaning, although we do sit in the Sukkah, as Ram said in Perek Vav Alachi Gimel, on the eighth day, because it's biblically all 7 days. We don't shock a Lulav, because although we do 7 days, but biblically it's not all 7 days, it's only on the first day, and we only do Zeich LeMikdash. So, we're not going to shock the Lulav on the eighth day. But ha'esek asa b'shmini, still the esek is going to be forbidden on the eighth day. K'derech shoy asa b'shmini, just like it was forbidden on the eighth day, b'zman shoy yo'ishin shnei yom nehas safek. We don't do it anymore 2 days because of safek. We do shmini atzeres and simchas torah 2 days, but that's because of minig. But when it used to be of a safek, shu safek shvi, where the eighth day might have been the seventh day, they didn't know. So because of that, the eighth day has to be forbidden because it might be the seventh day. So therefore, since then it was forbidden, so today also, they were going to say that it's going to be forbidden on the eighth day too. Now, but if for Shiva Estregim, the Shiva Siyamas, let's say someone has 7 Estregim for the 7 days of Sukkot, then Kalachs of Achaz Yezbala Yemen, then every single one of them you could be Yaitse the mitzvah of Lulav for that day that you're using that Esreg. V'achlamach, and the next day, it wasn't set aside for the whole Sukkot, it was set aside only for that day, because every day you're using the different Esreg, then the next day you're allowed to go ahead and eat that Esreg.